Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. 7 minutes past 4 o'clock, and it's time for the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. It's day three of the quarterfinals. Today we're going to find out the third of, the third of four semifinalists. Wow. Is it the second or the third? Oh, it's the second day of quarterfinals. Yeah. My head is all over the place. I apologize. So it's the second day of the semifinals. So we're going to find out the second of four semifinalists. They'll return next week for a chance to debate in the final on Thursday, November 25th, and win 1 million naira. But back to today, let's see who wins this quarterfinal. We have our contestants in the studio with us. Our first debater is in class 9 at Avi Senna International School. She's 13 years old. Tanvita Kaushik, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
All right. Our second debater is 15 years old. He's an SS2 student at Rainbow College Day School. Hamid Olarenwaju, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am, for welcoming.
Okay, so you need to extend the mic so that it gets close enough to you so that we can all hear your great voices. Now, of course, Lagos, they already have the topics. They already know the rules. They've had some days to prepare for this particular debate. And if you are attentive and you've been listening since the debate started, you remember that they both won their round of 16 last week on the same day. Now, I will give you a topic for Lagos who doesn't know the rules or doesn't remember the rules. I will give both of them a topic. One of you will be in support, one of you will oppose the topic. You will each get 2 minutes, first of all, to present your positions. And then you'll get 2 minutes, another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address your opponent points, the points that your opponents made. I will judge both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. If your scores are tied by the time that you are done, you will be in a tiebreaker round. You're going to do a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides and you have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You're going to be scored for all new points that you make which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier. You have 3 minutes to do all of that if there's a tie. Now, you already know your topic. Protests should not inconvenience the general public. Protests should not inconvenience the general public. Lagos, we're streaming this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Now, let's decide who supports. I'm shaking the ballot papers, and who opposes? You're on my right hand, so you choose first. And then you.
Mother's handies.
That's what?
Handies.
Ooh, I'm opposing.
Oh, you're opposing. Okay.
What do I always get stuck with?
You're supporting. He's not very thrilled about that, but okay. We know where we're going. So time for the first round, yes? The presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, and then we'll come to the motion opposer. Hamid Olarenwaju is supporting. Tanvita Kaushik is opposing. Remember, you can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Hamid, your time starts now.
To protest means to show opposition against an action we do not agree with. This is by no means a license to be a nuisance to the society. Good day, prestigious panel of judges, most accurate timekeeper, and of course, my esteemed audience. My name is Olarenwaju Hamid, and today I have to convince you that protest should not inconvenience the general public with the following points I have prepared. Firstly, protest stop emergency services from reaching areas of crisis when protesters decide to block access ways, which obviously could lead to the loss of lives. Secondly, repeating points to somebody who does not agree with you will not change their opinion of the matter at hand. So protesters inconveniencing the public will not help them in their mission or their final campaign purposes. Another good point to note is that when protesters gather on streets to rally against things that they do not agree with, they may end up causing noise pollution, which causes stress to nearby residents or people who are walking past, which could end up giving them medical conditions such as anxiety and depression. Another good point to note is that protesters may end up clashing with people who with the annoyed public because they do not agree with them, and now they are inconveniencing their lives, which sometimes could lead to violence, and that violence could be bloody. Another point to remember is that when protesters come and go, they not only sometimes make noise pollution, they might make actual pollution, which leads to wreckage of environment and sometimes pollution, which causes health hazards and safety hazards. Another point is that illiteracy among the populace in countries such as Nigeria will lead to people not understanding what is causing the disruptance of their daily activities, which will cause them to just have a hatred for the people who are stopping them from going on with their lives as normal. Protesters doing such things as sit at homes and strikes will cause economic breakdown when the companies they are working for do not make profits, and which can affect the national economy at large when it's at a wide enough scale. With the points I presented today, I hope I've been able to convince those of you listening, even my opponent, the timekeeper, and my host, that protests should not inconvenience the general public. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Good job. Well done. Lego. If you just tuned in, you're listening to I Beg to Differ Tournament. This is round two, match two of the quarterfinals. And of course, we have Tamvita Kaushik in the studio with us. We also have Hamid Olarewaju in the studio with us. That's the voice of the young man you just heard. He's 15 years old. He's an SS2 student at Rainbow College Day School. Now let's move to our opposer, Tamvita. Your time starts now.
Thank you so much.
Speak up. Enough is enough. Give me blood and I shall give you freedom. These were the slogans of people who pointed out mistakes that unnoticed problems that the rest of us were too scared to notice. Good day, honourable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, and my fellow co-debater. My name is Tamvita Kaushik, I'm 13 years old, and I'm against the motion that states protesters shouldn't inconvenience the general public. Now, usually there are protests that can happen without there being direct inconvenience. For example, you can send in petitions to a government, but what if you're like protesting an issue that not only the government needs to address, but the public needs to address as well? For example, if you look at Cameroon, what's happening right now, so there's a protest against child marriage, and that's not only helping its legal abolishments, but it's also helping the general public set up mechanisms which can help to protect the girl child. Furthermore, only when there's an inconvenience to the public, that's when the media starts to pay attention. If you're protesting peacefully, nobody's going to notice you, therefore your cause will not be publicized. It's more effective to inconvenience the public rather than to have an ineffective protest. Furthermore, people start to pay attention when you disrupt their daily life. For example, if you look at the doctor strike that happened recently in Lagos, you notice that people stopped their daily lives and they started supporting the cause of the doctors because it interrupted their daily lives. Now look at the Astroworld concert, the Travis Scott concert. 8 people died and there were protests all across America. That's why concert organizers are now looking at ways to make concerts safer because people are protesting and causing disruptions. Now, it's said that protests can be economically disrupting. However, it's actually economically beneficial because 52% of protests are about economic inequalities, like what's happening in Chile right now. There have been protests since 2019 for a new constitution, and finally they're getting a new constitution which will make for equal pay for almost everyone. Furthermore, the reason why protests happen is because people are already suffering. People are already being inconvenienced. Look at what's happening with Amazon workers right now. At the beginning of the pandemic, they were so overworked. They were treated like actual robots. But because they started going on strike, they were able to get a break. And even though this inconvenienced the e-commerce industry, it still helped and basically saved their lives. They could have literally died of the overworking. So in conclusion, it's much more effective to inconvenience the public. If you have 500 people going out to the streets and protesting and 500 people writing petitions, it's quite obvious that people on the streets are going to get noticed faster. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tamvita Kaushik. Well done. Good job. That was brilliant. That was fantastic. Good Lord. You're going to make my job hard today. All right. Well, it's time for the rebuttal round. This time we're going to start with the opposer and then we'll go to the supporter. Tamvita, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. All protocols are duly noted. My opponent made a few excellent points. So the first one is emergency services not being able to reach people faster. Well, once a protest has caused an inconvenience to the public, it starts to become internationally noted, which is why when the NSAS protest happened, like international stars like Beyonce and Rihanna were speaking up about it, and they even provided aid, because Beyonce has an aid, a charity that provides like food and clothes and shelter for people out on the streets who are protesting. Next up, we have about like people repeating points isn't going to help the public, it's just going to annoy them. Well, they're not just repeating points, they're spreading awareness. See, you mentioned illiteracy. Most people don't understand why we're protesting, why these issues matter. Once you start repeating the points, you're spreading awareness and you're making them understand why exactly this is so important. You're basically solving illiteracy. Illiteracy is why we need protest. Now, if you look at the noise pollution, you talked about noise pollution, how that can affect mental health. Usually, protesters who are who have like peaceful demonstrations and who are being demonstrative, essentially, they let you know the location that they're going to and where they're spreading to. So if you are the type of person who gets easily anxious around these kind of events, you can always move to another place, so you can stay in with a friend up until these protests are over. Also, you've got clashes wherein protests turn violent. That very rarely happens. Usually, protests stay peaceful unless the police come in, and that's when police brutality, which is what we're protesting against. We also talked about economic breakdown, which I already addressed. 52% of protests are against economic inequality, and in the long run they are definitely going to help prevent economic breakdown. And lastly, you mentioned that actual pollution causes safety hazards, but what country doesn't already have actual pollution, right? And after there are protests, there are usually street cleanups by the organizations I mentioned before, which helps to provide which helps to prevent safety hazards that would normally happen. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tamvita Kaushik. Well done. Good job. And all of that in less than 2 minutes. Okay. Now let's come to Hamid Olarunwaju. Your time starts now.
I'm looking at the fact that my opponent has made this a very difficult rebuttal round. I would still like to try and give clarifications to some of the points she said. She happened to mention that the public needs to protest for them to be recognized, for their message to be recognized. If people do not agree with you, coming out and standing in their faces will not change that. People's ideals are usually set in stone, and usually nothing can change that. Media paying attention. Well, sometimes it's the media paying the wrong kind of attention. The media may distract from the bigger issue, only in the name of making a few quick bucks off the back of the hardworking protesters. Furthermore, she mentioned that it is the most effective way of people or protests gathering, protesters getting stuff done. But it's actually not, because of things such as civil disobedience. In Mahatma Gandhi's time, he took people down to the seaside to for them to mine salt in person, because the British put down a law stating that it should be illegal in India at the time. But it didn't make sense, so he went civilly, peacefully, broke the law to show and expose that this is corruption done by the British to stop our economy from progressing. Then she mentioned the fact that most countries already have actual pollution. Yes, but adding to making a gash bigger, making a wound bigger, doesn't solve the issue at hand. The actual pollution, we should already be trying to solve that, but now you're telling me that adding more pollution is okay. Then street cleaning, these are people who get paid for the job they do per year or per time spent, not the actual amount of work spent, not the amount of cleaning they actually ended up doing. So having to come in the morning and clean up places, and then protesters come and dirty the places again, then going back to clean it up, it's a hassle for them. They don't need that kind of stress in their lives. Also, emergency services being stopped. Sometimes when police may peacefully try to come through to get to another scenario happening somewhere else, not necessarily the protest. But because people already have it in mind that, oh, the police are bad, they're coming here to disrupt that protest, they will start the issue, and then the police end up getting blamed for things they were not originally a part of. Also, in the case of illiteracy, illiterate people getting exposed to ideas said by people who adopt these ideas without any thought for their own personal opinions. It's not a case, Illiterate people will grab these opinions without taking into consideration that, oh, these may not be the best opinions, or I have my own special viewpoint. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time, Hamid Olarenwaju. Hamid Olarenwaju there, making rebuttals to the points that Tambita Kaushik raised earlier on. Well done, Hamid, and well done, Tambita. You've both done very well. Okay, you've made very solid points. My team is saying to me that you've both made their job very hard, but they are taking a look at the points that you've made here again. Personally, I really like the points that Hamid made about stopping emergency services. And I also like the point that Tambita made during her presentation, where she talked about, well, issues that require public attention must cause inconvenience. And I specifically like how she talked about all real life situations where people are currently protesting one form of injustice or the other. So I loved the examples from Cameroon, loved the examples from America with the concerts, loved the NSAS example. That was very good. I also loved the point where Hamid said, well, if you already have a problem, if you have a wound, should you make the wound wider? Should you cut the wound deeper? So it was brilliant. Brilliant competition from both sides, I have to say. This was a really tough one, but I always say that there can only be one. There always has to be one. So what we'll do is take some comments off of social media, and then we will take a look at the scores. The scores are in, the final scores are in, but I want to take a look at comments on social media first up, and then we'll announce who the winner is when we come back from a commercial break. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to take only Facebook comments because we can't trust Lagos to not say things that they're not supposed to say. So let's keep the comments strictly to Facebook and WhatsApp, and we'll read them here on the show, live on the show. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We've got Chiboy Alvis, who says they are great. Okparaji Anthony says really brilliant competition. Kingsley Obin Onwuka is a huge fan of Tambita. We've got David Wilson, who says they've both really done great, but this girl is on fire. Makinde Samuel says Hamid is just fantastic. His second round was wow. Salami Benjamin Babatunde says Hamid Olarenwaju, boom. Godwin Oluwasegun Messiah says these girls are just wowing me. We've got Ndidi Justice Wine Love, who says Tambita was fantastic. Ebenje, oh my God, these messages are coming in with a quickness, so it's difficult to keep up, but I'm doing my best. Hey girls, you're listening to the I Beg to Differ tournament. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's day two of the quarterfinals, and we have had two fire debaters in the studio with me, with you as well, who's listening at home. You should have been here during that long break. It was hilarious. I was having such a ball laughing, and we were just talking about life, talking about their lives. Tambita is actually writing exams at the moment, and you know, the final exams for the year, for first term, and you know, they're just talking to me about what they do away from school. Hamid is a math whiz, you know, he loves math, which is impressive, I think. And Tambita has been doing public speaking for 3 years now. So brilliant conversation we're having off the air. I didn't want it to end, but it has to end. And then they were begging me to tell them, well, who's won? Who's won? Put us out of our misery. If you just tuned in, we've been doing this since last week, Monday. We started with a round of 16. Now we are doing the quarterfinals. Tambita Kaushik is in class 9 at Avicenna International School. She's 13 years old. Hamid Olarenwaju is in SS2. He's 15 years old at Rainbow College Day School. And today they talk to us about protests. Protests should not inconvenience the general public. Hamid supported that they should not. Tambita opposed that they should, and it was brilliant. Now we judged them based on clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number, quality, and originality of unique points made. I told them that if you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Number of opponents' points addressed during the rebuttal round. The strength of the rebuttal of each point. Now, thankfully, they are not tied, because if their scores had tied, there would have been a tiebreaker round and they would have had to switch sides and they would have had 3 minutes to debate in favor of their opponent's positions. Now, during the presentation round, dun dun dun. Hamid Olaruwaju scored 6 points, Chamvita Kaushik scored 4 points. Presentation style, Hamid Olaruwaju scored 3, Chamvita Kaushik scored 5. During the rebuttal round, Hamid Olaruwaju scored 2 points and Chamvita Kaushik scored 5 points. Their rebuttal style, they tied at 5 points. Which brings us to a total of 16 points for Hamid Olaruwaju and 19 points for Chamvita Kaushik. It was a close one. Congratulations to both of you. Well done. Good job.